Are you also tired of one-size-fits-all weight loss plans? Meet Noom, the personalized solution that meets you where you are. Noom is able to understand your unique needs, from dietary restrictions to medical concerns. Unlike restrictive programs, Noom embraces your lifestyle and choices. Discover a sustainable approach to weight loss, tailored just for you. Honestly, Noom felt like it was made for me. It's not just about what I eat. It's about understanding why. With Noom, I've learned so much about myself and built healthier habits that stick. It's all about progress, not perfection. Say goodbye to restrictive diets and experience the Noom app for yourself with personalized lessons and expert coaching. Noom's psychology and biology-based approach has helped over 5.2 million people achieve their goals. Stay focused on what's important to you with Noom's psychology and biology-based approach. Sign up for your trial today at Noom.com. That's Noom.com. And check out Noom's first ever cookbook, The Noom Kitchen, for 100 healthy and delicious recipes to promote better living. Available to buy now wherever books are sold.
Star Wars 7x7 episode 3193. It seems like news from Star Wars Celebration is starting to leak already. We've just gotten the rumors announced, I guess, of a new live action series that's going to be discussed at the Lucasfilm Studios Showcase next week. And it involves a very unlikely character leading the series. Punch it. Hey Rebel Rouser, I'm Alan Voivod, and this is Star Wars 7x7, your daily dose of Star Wars joy. And thank you so much for joining me for it. So, the first thing that we know about Jackson coming to live action is that it's going to start with him having a cameo in Skeleton Crew. That, of course, is the Jude Law-led series with the four kids lost in the galaxy and needing to find their way back home. And it's going to establish that Jackson has been able to start the business of his dreams, the Tumparaki Haulage Company. This ties it into the From a Certain Point of View collection of short stories that was released for The Empire Strikes Back. In there, there's a Jackson story written by Kevin Scott where Jackson goes to Cloud City to try to get Lando to invest in the Haulage Company as a brand new venture. Of course, Lando doesn't have time for dealing with that because Darth Vader and a bunch of stormtroopers just arrived on Cloud City. But jumping ahead 7 years into the Mandalorian timeline, yes, Jackson has managed to drum up the funds to start his haulage business and will cross paths with Jude Law and these kids in the series. We don't necessarily know who is going to play Jackson, but there are a couple of names kicking around. James Duval, I guess, is one of them potentially. What we do know, we can actually kind of infer from what we just saw in the Mandalorian with the arrival of Garazeb Zeb Aurelius. If you look in the credits, you'll see that Steve Blum, who did the voice of Zeb in Star Wars Rebels, is credited with portraying Zeb, but in the special effects part of things and in the practical effects part of things, whichever part of the end credits, basically, there's no reference to a performance capture situation. So if somebody was in a practical costume portraying the character, then they would be referenced in that portion of the credits. Zeb did not appear there, which means that Zeb is done as CGI, and it looks like he had a facial capture situation done for the CGI, so that way he could look like he was talking, but Zeb was created in CGI for The Mandalorian, and that is apparently what they're going to be doing with Jackson in his first appearance in Skeleton Crew and in later appearances when he actually gets his own live-action series. Now, I should cycle back and just confirm that if you're not familiar with Jackson, he is a 6-foot-tall green rabbit. The species is the Lepi, L-E-P-I, and he was initially created way back in, 1977, 78, for the 8th issue of Star Wars Marvel Comics, the old original run, but he only appeared a handful of times, I think in 5 or 6 issues in total. He was brought back into the new canon by Kevin Scott, who's a big fan of the character, and he's actually appeared more in the new canon already than he did in the entirety of the multiple decades of the expanded universe that's come before. He was a wisecracking smuggler then and now, even though he's trying to go straight now, as it were, with the opportunities that the New Republic may afford. But he's a little more down on his luck and vulnerable, I would say, by comparison to the previous iteration of him. So that's going to open the door for comedy and emotion. Comedy in, you know, the vocal, comedy in the physical. Yeah, we've got a lot of opportunities with Jackson coming to live action. As for the series that he's supposed to get all to himself, well, there's no details about it released just yet, obviously, and no Rumors League spoilers yet, but there is one detail that we've heard, and that is that it's April Fool's Day, and although there isn't a Jackson live action series in the works, I really do hope that they stick him a live action. I think it would be a lot of fun. But yeah, that whole bit about him being in Skeleton Crew, sorry, yeah, that's April Fool's Day too. The whole episode is one of our ongoing series of April Fool's Day episodes here at Star Wars 7x7, and I hope that it was at least mildly entertaining for you. But that is going to do it for this episode of the podcast today, and we'll get to real stuff again tomorrow. But for now, it just remains for me to say thank you so much for joining me for it, as always, and may the Force be with you wherever in the world you may be.
Star Wars 7x7 is not endorsed or sponsored yet by Lucasfilm Limited, Disney, or 20th Century Fox, and is intended for entertainment and information purposes only. Star Wars, the Star Wars logo, all names and pictures of Star Wars characters, vehicles, and any other Star Wars related items are registered trademarks and or copyrights of Lucasfilm Limited or their respective trademark and copyright holders. May the Force be with them. All original content is copyright 2021 by Star Wars 7x7. We hope you love it.
The first taste of rare bourbon you finally got your hands on. That's nice. At Caskers.com, we make this experience easy. Caskers is a one-stop spirit curator with an impressive selection of exclusive, sought-after, rare, and household names in the realm of premium spirits and champagne. Discover the top flavors of the year now by going to Caskers.com and using code WELCOME10 for $10 off your first purchase. Get $10 off your first purchase with code WELCOME10 at Caskers.com.